Hi, my name's Fiona Brown and I am a missionary in South Africa, and this is where I'm doing this recording. So the line of the song that I've chosen is "Fall on your knees, oh hear the angel voices." The passage that I'm reading from is Luke 2, verse 8 to 14. In the same region, there were shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them. The glory of the Lord flashed and shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news, a great joy, which will be for all the people. For this day, in the city of David, there has been born to you a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord, the Messiah. And this will be a sign to you, by which you will recognize him. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Then suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of other heavenly hosts, the angelic army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, heaven and on earth peace among men." When I read this line, I was so excited and wondered what it would have been like for the shepherds to experience the angels like that. This line stood out for a few reasons. Firstly, I love to sing, and the thought of the angelic voices filling the black night sky as they worshipped and proclaimed the birth of Jesus, it fills me with such wonder and awe. What must that have been like? I remember the night sky in Malawi when I was a missionary. Away from all the city lights, it was so dark, and it must have been like that for the shepherds. So dark, in contrast to the terrifyingly bright glory of God and the angels. Through the angels' voices, the presence of God, a connection was made between heaven and earth. The angels and all of heaven were overjoyed at the birth of Christ. The Bible says there were a multitude of angels. Now, I looked up what a multitude means, and in Greek it means an army. So I decided to look up how big the armies were in the Bible to get an idea of how many angels there were in that sky that night. So Gideon's army had 32,000. David's army had 30,000. And Israel's army had 200,000. That's a lot of angels. These shepherds were the first ones recorded as seeing and hearing an army of angels. These modest and trustworthy and humble men, not corrupted by the world around them. The word angel means messenger. Angels represent God's presence and his prepositions and communicate his point of view to humankind. There are many voices trying to infiltrate our thoughts and lives in this world of confusion and darkness. What voices do we let impact us and let into our hearts and minds? Ones full of lies, or ones that connect us to God and his presence? The second reason I like the line of this song, "Fall on your knees." Falling on your knees should be something that we're familiar with as followers of Jesus Christ, because he constantly takes our breath away and leaves us wondering and filled with awe at what he does. Falling on our knees is an expression of respect, adoration, surrender, strength, reconciliation, and humility. It is common for God's presence to make you fall on your knees. We read in God's word how Abraham and Joshua, Ezekiel and Daniel, Peter, James, John, and Paul all experienced this. A day is coming when every knee will bow. Is it not better to do it now as our choice rather than be forced to later. Philippians 2 verse 10 and 11 reads, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in submission, of those who are in the heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess and openly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, is sovereign God, to the glory of God the Father. When was the last time you kneeled and why? I want to challenge you this season to do just that, to kneel. Even if you can't kneel physically, you can get in bed. So when you're in bed, turn from your back to your front. Get rid of your pillows first. We don't want any suffocation. And lay on your face before God, intentionally, in respect and surrender, and bow before the King of Kings. In this season, may we join with the shepherds and the multitudes of angels and each other in this humble posture, filled with breathless awe and wonder, hope and joy and excitement, to adore Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your gift of reconciliation this Christmas time. Help us to remember the joy, the hope and excitement that was in heaven when Jesus was born. Lord, give us courage to embrace kneeling before you in worship, surrender, respect and awe. Help us to open our ears to voices that bring us life and joy in your presence, and not to listen to the lies of the enemy who wants to steal, kill and destroy us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending Jesus so we can learn from him and be in relationship with you once more. Let us have you ever before our eyes, focusing on you and bringing you the gift of all our lives this Christmas time. We love you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a really blessed Christmas and an awe-filled new year. Bye.